Well, welcome back to this week's podcast of NBA Superstar. And of course, present at the moment are the myself, Daz, Linz, and the German.
Hello.
Hello.
How have you guys been this week? How have you been this week, Lindsay?
Smashing, thank you. It's not been a particularly taxing week, which makes a nice change.
Because we're in the first semester, aren't we, of the NBA? Second semester, but first week of it.
Yeah. So we've had... we've only got really one module. Some of us have only got one module now for the next 6 weeks. So considering the last 3 or 4 months have been quite intense, it's a welcome break, to be honest. And I got a job this week as well.
So. Fantastic. Is that, do you think that's based on your MBA experience?
No. Ah. But I think it may help me execute
a higher salary.
Yeah, exactly. I think it may help in that regard.
That's really positive.
Yeah, it could be. It could be very positive. It's for I can do my dissertation on it as well.
And you mentioned that you might have another job offer as well, didn't you?
Oh, possibly, yeah. Possibly with, two others, really. There's one with my brother, and then the possibility of Dr. Elliot. His crisis management in Coca-Cola.
That sounds pretty good, because you get to go to Brussels as well.
Yes.
So it's international,
good.
Yeah.
Is it Brussels? Yeah. Yes, it's Brussels.
Things are looking good for Lindsay here on the NBA. How about yourself, Sebastian? How's your week been?
Quite painful, to say the least. I had some health problems earlier this week, but everything's fine now. From the academic side, yeah, just really... You're still smooth.
This week's been a bit more relaxed. You've indulged in a few sports, and that's caused problems, has it?
I have, yeah. So I've been quite active this week, and might have to take a few days off, like over the weekend now, and maybe next week take a bit slower.
Yeah. So. I should have explained that if you're listening for the first time and you haven't listened last week, this is a Superstar MBA, which is actually like a reality of what it's like to be an MBA student. We mentioned last week who we were. Lindsay, just for a quick recap, is coming back into studying after working for a long time. The date is the 10th of February 2012. And just a quick recap of that, Lindsay's, as I say, been working for a long time. She's aged 40.
Yes.
Sebastian's 28, and myself is 40 as well. 41. That's right. Thank you for that very much. They always remind you, don't they? So just so I'm the oldest one here, it seems, you know. But there actually are some part-timers on the course as well. That I think one of the chaps is probably about 50, isn't he?
He's 40, actually.
Oh, what the
he's only 40.
Paper round was all uphill.
I'm sure he'd be very happy to hear that when we send him a copy.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. On the subject of lighter stuff, actually, I thought I'd write a book called CEO to Student. We spoke about the chap last week. What was his name that written the book?
Dixon,
that's Simon, it. Simon Dixon. Simon, yeah. So mine's CEO to Student, How to Make a Small Fortune. Simple, start with a large one. Move on from the jokes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We've just had a session now, been quite good with one of our... career development lecturers called Fiona McManana. Is that right?
Namara.
McManana. Yeah, we call her Fiona Top Banana, just keep things simple.
Darren calls her Fiona Top Banana. And, we call her McNamara.
She's brought some interesting questions out there that I thought I might share with you. And that was one of the things was it only takes 30 seconds for someone to make up their mind about you. Would you agree with that?
I would say it's less than 30 seconds, actually.
Really?
I would absolutely. I think it's the blink. You know, we read that book called Blink by Daniel Connell. Is that
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's the instant, the absolute instant thing, and everything else either reinforces or discounts that. But it's the blink moment. So what she was saying about 30 seconds, yeah, fair enough. It is a very short period of time, but
it's all in the blink.
I think it's very, very much on your first impression. And you shouldn't really...
I've been blinking at all the girls in the class. It's not worked for me.
Yeah, it's because you do eyes different. You're supposed to blink your eyes together, not one on the other.
Oh, right. Because you know...
It's called winking.
Winking, is it? Right, that's interesting. Lindsay here is an oracle of these things, as you can see. That's quite interesting. So if you want to read that book, it's Blink by...
I think it's Daniel Connell. I don't know. I probably got the author's name completely wrong. But the book, yeah, if you just do a search on Amazon for Blink... it's a very good book, but it's about that human nature is to just make that instant assessment. And even if a lot of the facts back up an alternative theory, you will generally be found that your instant reaction, your gut reaction, as most people call it, is actually right.
I'm a big believer of gut reaction.
But I don't think, from an interview perspective and from the MBA perspective, I don't think you should really worry too much about that. Because if the person interviewing you does have a negative blink reaction, that company doesn't fit you. That's not going to be the right place for you to be yourself. So the person who does have a good instant reaction to you...
Lindsay's based her whole career on this, and this is why she's back here doing an MBA.
Okay.
Ooh, right. I'm just joking.
Shall we move on to Sebastian?
Yes.
And do you, sorry, just to get back to the blink reaction and negative or positive, is that you just to understand it right, do you mean your employer? So when you meet someone, your employer, and you don't get that blink, the positive blink reaction, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the person you're talking to actually is the one you have to work with. So it might be just from meeting the first one might be not relevant to your work later on. So you
might not
meet someone else or your actual future boss, and that might be.
But the only person you've got to influence at that point is the person sat in front of you. That's the only contact. That's your one contact.
What about if you're Michael Caine? Because he doesn't blink, does he? He said that's his trade thing. He doesn't blink. Or brink.
Neither do owls, but, you know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you read anything in the financial papers or anything that sort of in The Economist that's interesting this week?
Yeah, I did The Economist this morning. If you want to go specifically towards the education thing and the fact that... you know, the fees have gone up and the new
three
fees,
times up,
yeah, three times, and the figures of people applying this year have gone down, but the demographic spread of where they've gone down is quite interesting.
Okay,
because it's hitting really the older generation, of people that would have something to give up.
I read that too. Yeah.
In order to do it, but the younger generation, it's only really affected them by 1%.
Right. Yeah. We should say that fees have gone up from 3,000 to 9,000, and in 2006 they went up from 1,000 to 3,000. So, you know, they've actually grown in 6 years. They've gone from 1,000 essentially to 9,000 next year in 2013.
One interesting thing was quite a few in The Economist. Quite a number of universities were asked on their opinion. And they said, well, when students contact us, they very rarely mention the fees. Almost nobody mentions the fees. They ask about the facilities, they ask about the alumni, they ask about, you know, what they're actually going to get out of the course. But they don't ask about the money. The money doesn't seem to be a large deterrent for the majority of people. But obviously for the older people that are paying for it themselves, and the debt really does have an impact on them, then it's very different. But...
Oh, that's very good, actually, very pertinent to the course as well. And what's happening? How about yourself, Sebastian? Have you been intellectual this week?
Well, the one lecture I had this week I had to cancel it like halfway through because of my health issues, which are good now. The only thing I've really been reading, like for the past few days, is really. Regarding our finance assignment that we've got about mining companies, so we've got like different groups, each one is assigned like a mining company, and we have to assess their strategies.
So just to recap then, we're in the second semester, your modules at the moment are finance.
That's corporate finance, yes.
Just that one at the moment?
Yes.
Yep, same moment. For me.
All right, okay. I've got two modules on at the moment, which is a management game, which is a real life sort of strategic game for Home Bargains, which is a big store here that sell top brands very cheap, is their sort of thing, and they're looking to move into new territories in Europe, and so we've been put together in two teams of four to do like a consultancy for that. So it's kind of real life. We will be talking to the owner, Joe Morris, and that's over 2 months, and so that's one of my projects. One of my modules at the moment, and the other one is project management, which I'm doing, which is quite interesting as well. So they're the two main ones. Obviously we have the career ones as well as we go through each week, which we've had today, and we are starting another module called Managing Change
and Innovation.
Change and Innovation.
I read the spec on that last night, actually. Okay. Interestingly enough.
And what was the spec on it, Liz?
It seemed to me to be following on from the module we did in the first semester, the strategy and the business environment one. It was very much more about it seemed to me bringing a lot of the things we've done together. So bringing the strategy, the people management, and your ability to control yourself as a leader, and how you portray yourself as a leader, how you implement strategy on a base level. So you know, obviously you've got a company strategy, it comes down to you, you've got 100 people underneath you. How do you start to implement that from the ground up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a top-down instruction, how do you implement that strategy from the ground up? So that seemed to be, to me, what the module, there's only 5 sessions in the module. Five full-day sessions. So, it was very, very interesting write-up, actually.
Great, and I see, I think bring Sebastian a little bit, I don't think he's said too much. He's got a whole list of stuff in front of him there. Is any of it any use?
No. Well, it's just really knows I took like what we've done over this week now, so just for myself. So I have one fact of the week which is not really course related.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, it's related to the guest speaker session we had on Wednesday.
We should mention that actually. Do you want to describe what that was? We have guest speaker sessions every week. And this Wednesday at 5 o'clock, we had
Grand Lescombe. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's the co-founder of called Wildlife.
Wildflowers. Oh, Wildflowers, was it?
Life Land or something, was it? Basically. Landlife. Was it Landlife?
That might be.
Mm.
I read the write-up.
And he also had his saying when they set up the. I forgot the other name now.
I mean, essentially, this is a company that looks at changing sort of barren or kind of plain landscapes and planting wild flowers. It's been going for about 40 years, a not-for-profit company, and they've been generally quite successful. That's
Yeah. So basically about biodiversity and how to set up again and kind of... Well, I've got the leaflet right here, and it says Landlife, that's the name of the organisation, seeks to understand and work the complexity of biodiversity. And, it was quite interesting, not really completely different topic, I thought. And the fact I've got from there, I've never actually thought about it, is that you can actually relate mathematics to flowers.
Absolutely. So, did you...
The Fibonacci numbers.
0.61.
So basically you take starting with number 0 and 1, and then you take the sum, and the next one is always the sum of the preceding one. So you've got 0 plus 1 is 1, you've got 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 1 is 3, and so forth. And you can actually find these numbers in flowers, actually.
So that's right,
take, for example, the number of petals on flowers. You've got a lily, it's got like 3 petals, which is one of the numbers. Buttercups, often 5 petals. Chicory, 21 petals. Daisies, 34, 55.
And it's often the shape as well, isn't it? Like the honeycomb shape, or the cone, and also a sunflower.
Sunflowers, yes.
In the middle, which is interesting because they've recently discovered that by putting solar panels at the same shape that's represented by the spiral shape of the flower, that will actually take more energy from the sun than ones that have sort of spaced out and following the sun, as it were.
This natural
shape, and it's just been sort of proven recently. So it takes up less space and gives slightly more effective draw of the sun's energy for solar panels.
So that was the thing I found very interesting just to relate, because I've never actually thought, well, I've heard about the Fibonacci numbers and obviously I've heard about flowers, but how they're related to each other and what you can use from that.
Is Fibonacci the same thing as this like beauty thing, this 1.6, you know, everything's spaced at 1.6. Is it that the same saying? Is that, do you know about that one?
I don't know.
I was going to research that, but I haven't done.
Something golden.
Golden.
I don't have it now, but...
Maybe we could make a note of that one, because that's quite interesting. So maybe we should do that for next week. That'd be quite a good one to follow up on.
I mean, in terms of sort of bringing it back more about the experience of being an MBA, because we haven't touched so much on that this week, and perhaps I should have loaded that at the front. I wanted to ask, I don't know if you guys have got any questions on that, but I wanted to ask yourselves, or maybe if you've got any stories of what the hardest moment was so far in the four months that you've done the MBA, what do you feel was the kind of like, oh, you know, the hardest part of it?
What's the hardest part? Oh, God.
Or maybe you can, you know, it might not be your story. Maybe
two things, I think. There's, there's the fact, there's coming back to studying after such a long time where you don't know. You know what your abilities are in the workplace. You don't know what your abilities are academically. You don't know how they're going to translate and transfer. So the first essays, the first reports, and the sitting down and focusing yourself on something that's, you know, not as tangible as it would be in a work environment. Sitting in a little room at home and trying to focus yourself on what you are doing. I found that concept quite difficult. Because I've just not done it ever before.
That's a good point, yeah.
And also having to not do things with my daughter because I do have to study. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going, you know, not spending as much time with her and all that kind of thing. So, that yeah, I think it's quite good, personally, I think it's quite good that it's condensed into a year because I don't think I could keep this up for more than a year.
Mm. How about yourself, Sebastian?
Well, one of the hardest parts, or I would say rather challenging, is some of the group works, but it was still last term, some of the group works to get like people from various locations around the world to work on a similar, on one problem, and to get everyone's opinion and then just try to find one consensus so everyone agrees with.
I guess that's the essential of management, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. But you've got, like, everyone aspires to be a leader later on, or most of us probably. So it's kind of hard to get, because you've got an idea, someone else got a different idea, and where do you, somehow do you have to meet in the middle and make it?
It'd be interesting to know how many people actually leave during the course, you know, because certainly when I first got here, the course director, Elaine, one of her sayings was, "Oh, if you're still here, then you know." It sort of not. I think it was just a generic thing to everyone, really. Whereas I would imagine that they probably get a few people dropping out each year for various different reasons. We've not had any full timers drop out so far, have we?
What about the Indian guy?
Ah, yes, actually, we have. We've had one full timer drop out, an Indian chap. So in the course so far, and I believe that there was other people that were thinking about it, but they
got persuaded otherwise. There were the first few weeks are very challenging, especially for people who've come halfway across the world and left their family and their friends and often their children to do this. It is terribly, terribly challenging, especially the first few weeks when they're thinking, what on earth have I done? You know? And I've just been speaking to one of our Chinese colleagues trying to understand the pay scale in China, whereas a very, very high up, well paid manager could expect to take home about £2,000 a month, and then that's proper CEO kind of level.
Oh, really? Right.
So, and where she says in a relatively smaller village, blah blah blah, general workers are taking home around £200 a month. Equivalent.
Wow. In China, yeah.
But their housing is equivalent, if not more expensive than ours. Yeah, and right. Each one of those people that are on this course have paid £15,500 to be here.
Yeah.
When the comparison to the wages is that,
that's quite amazing, yeah.
It is quite shocking. You know, those English people whinge.
Yeah.
Because we're good at it.
Yeah. I should mention that to the listeners there that if you did want to email in with any questions that you'd like us to sort of talk about or review or whatever regarding the MBA, please
research
do so.
Even.
The link is below the posting of this podcast. How are we doing for time at the moment? We ran about the 15-minute mark. Oh, we're 19 minutes. We got talking. So I think we'd best leave it there then, really. Anything else that you want to finish with?
No. Happy. Thank you.
Fine.
Goodbye for now, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that went really quick.